Restoring My Soul, Friday the 11th of July. Power to be Witnesses. Baptism into the Holy Spirit is indicated by the capacity to speak in tongues. By the Spirit, a believer is able to join the intercession and travailing prayer of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to journey with Christ, through obedience to the Word, on the pathway of salvation that He has pioneered for them. Significantly, a Son of God is granted the same strength that Christ received from the Holy Spirit for His offering and suffering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary. The seven spirits of God is the power for a person's journey on the pathway of salvation. Journeying with and in Christ, they are able to be His witnesses in the world. Explaining this implication of baptism by the Holy Spirit, Jesus said to His disciples, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to Me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." By the Spirit, they are able to pray and prophesy and to testify as a Son of God. In this regard, any Christian who has received the baptism of the Spirit is then able, as part of the community of believers, to be a co-worker with Christ. That is, through the seven spirits of God, they are able to proclaim the gospel and support those who are responding to the gospel so that they are brought to birth as sons of God. Noting this implication of baptism by the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, "Out of His heart will flow rivers of living water." It is the seven spirits of God that flow out of the innermost being of a Son of God as a river of living water. This is the ministry of the Word through which their hearers can be born again and nourished as sons of God. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 2 verse 4, Luke chapter 22 verses 43 to 44, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and John chapter 7 verse 38. For further study, Acts chapter 2.